Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Fearless Generations with Terry Sayer and Kelly Fox.
Hello, and welcome to Fearless Generations. This is Kelly Fox, and with us tonight, we have our beautiful co-host, Terry Sayer. And we are talking step number 8 to the 12 steps of freedom, which is possibilities. And tonight, we are going to be talking about detach from the how. But first, because Terry didn't get to talk very much last week, I think we're going to talk a little bit about just general possibilities, and then we'll get into detach from the how. But like always, we give you a little blip of what our week was like. And so, Terry, how was your week last week?
Well, most of my week last week was spent at the hospital. So I got to spend a lot of time with my little granddaughter, Lily, whose appendix burst. And I think that it just happened when we had our show last time.
Well, so, I actually did the show last week from the hospital.
That's right. That's right. I was driving home. That's why we didn't. I wasn't on
that's
the show.
That's why you were a little late. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So I was able to really connect with her, and that was fun. And I got to practice some of the steps, especially patience and putting the needs of others in front of mine. And it was a good it was a good time to connect with Lily because she is very precious to me, and so it was. It was a nice time to connect with her, but I didn't realize how tired I was until, I think it was Friday, after she came home from the hospital on Thursday, and Friday I just kind of crashed and just really rested and kind of opened up some space to relax and think about how grateful I am that she was okay and that we have wonderful doctors that can assist us and the blessings that we have of having good health. So I really just kind of crashed on that day. And then on Saturday, I was didn't have a lot to do, so I relaxed that day as well. So it's kind of nice to just relax and re-energize and get prepared for the new week. So, and then it was Mother's Day. That was lovely. That was a nice day, too, just to be able to have my children around me and have that opportunity to just, again, the gratitude that I feel for my own mother and for the opportunity of being a mother and then seeing my children as amazing mothers as well. So that was a nice day to reflect and connect as well. So lots of opportunities to re-energize this week and reflect and kind of sit in gratitude.
Yeah, last week was interesting. It started, Lily's episode with her appendix started the week before, but yeah, we were at the hospital last Monday, did the show from the hospital, and I was a little concerned that I was even going to be able to do the show because probably about an hour before the show, Lily had experienced some really, really big pain, and I wasn't sure if I was even going to be able to be on the call, and so that's why I called in Janet, and very grateful for Janet and her willingness to show up when we need her. And but Lily was able to get medication, and her pain subsided substantially, and so I was able to do the call. But it worked out for Janet to be there anyways because you were a little late getting on. And this week has been interesting, or this last week. The pain was less as the week went on, and so we were really grateful for that. Lily was released from the hospital on Thursday, and she's been home since then, and she'll be home this whole week from school because she still has her her PIC line in, and I have the privilege of administering her antibiotics every 8 hours, and which was a little scary at first, but it's really not that bad. And the only thing that's maybe a challenge is the 6 o'clock, the 6 a.m. dose, because we have to take the medication out of the fridge 3 hours before for it to get to room temperature so that it can properly go into her pick. And so I have to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning and take her medication out of the fridge. So it's kind of a lot of, you know, wake up, go back to sleep, wake up, go back to sleep. And we've kind of made a joke that it's like having a newborn. It is a lot of concentrated time on Lily and taking care of Lily. And so, that's been nice to be able to, you know, spend some extra time just on her. She's the middle child. And so, you know, they can have a tendency of feeling, forgotten or left out. And, it's been nice to have, you know, some time with her. And, Jay's been taking special time with her as well this week too. So I think she has enjoyed that. In fact, I don't think she really didn't want to leave the hospital, because I think she liked all of the specific, you know, and individual attention that she was getting. But she seems fine being home now. And But yeah, she's doing a lot better. She doesn't require any pain medication at all anymore. And it's just a matter of finishing out the antibiotics. And hopefully when we go back to the hospital on Friday, all of her numbers will be well and they'll take the pick out. So, and then she'll be able to go back to school, which she'll only have, what, like 4 weeks left. And there's like hardly any time left to school.
Oh, so. Not even that much. When she goes back to school, she'll only have a couple of weeks left.
Yeah, so it'll be
out like the end of the first week of June.
Yeah, so it'll be interesting when she gets back. So but yeah, that's kind of what our week has been as well. But yeah, so getting to possibilities. What is your general feeling, opinion, thoughts on possibilities? Last week we talked a lot about comparing what happened during the month of possibilities last year compared, you know, and how that kind of propelled me forward. So you could talk about that too, or just your general opinion of possibilities, and then we'll move on to our specific topic for tonight.
Well, I think possibilities opens our mind and our heart to ideas, maybe concepts, thoughts that we might have never considered. And so it really gives us an opportunity to step out of our comfort zone. Mm-hmm. And to be optimistic. And if possibilities become like our default system or position rather than excuses, it really gives us that opportunity to grow and to take really quantum leaps, I think, in terms of motivation and inspiration and optimism when you're looking at what can be. And if you couple that with the other steps that we've gone through in terms of awareness and being in the present moment and willingness and connectedness and compassion, and when you look at all of those steps and they start to create a path, yet possibilities is really opening up your heart, opening up your mind to what can be when you apply those other principles. So when you're aware and you're willing to step out of your comfort zone and you live in the present moment and you're not in the past or judging or hoping and wishing what's going to happen in the future, but you're in that present moment and you have faith that possibilities can open up to you, that it really is a process that brings you closer to that realization of what you want and also builds, it just kind of gives you the energy, and you're just, you know, you're willing to take those steps, to step out of your comfort zone, to take those risks. You see that things can occur that you never before imagined. And it's having faith in the process and being open and willing and aware to make connections that will lead to, really lead you in the journey that you want to, what you intended to, you came on the earth to be and to become that person that your soul intended, as Rhonda puts it. And so I possibilities is, you know, as we go through this, through these steps, that possibility, this is the 8th step out of 12 steps. And it's like, you know, now you're here and you can just surrender. And you talked about this last week when you and Janet were talking about who you might really be. And when I was doing this workshop in Minneapolis with a couple of our colleagues, Larissa and Sherry, I had a little bit of an epiphany about who I was, because one of the exercises is to write down who you are, kind of do a collage of who you are. And I was stuck with the labels, and I think you talked about that last week as well. Stuck with the labels. You know, I'm a mother, I'm a grandmother, I'm a sister, I'm a daughter, I'm a teacher, I'm a coach. And then at one point we had to take that and throw it away. And that was really hard for me to do. I wanted to keep it. You know, I was attached to those labels rather than the possibility of some of my dreams, you know, of being a national speaker, an international speaker, of traveling all over the world and helping people to apply fearless living as well as leadership strategies in order to reach their goals. And I think that was a real revelation for me, that possibilities means not labeling yourself. That in reality you're much more, you can be whatever you want to be, and you don't have to have a label on yourself. And that was kind of like surrendering. Those labels opened up new possibilities. So that's kind of where my thinking has been in terms of possibilities.
Yeah, and I think every in every moment you have the possibility to see it as a stepping forward point, or you know we've talked about shifting our language and shifting our filters into ones where we see positivity or I can't think of the word, so that we, you know, to shift the, you know, shift from excuses to, you know, to taking accountability, or, you know, those are all opportunities to change, to step out, to see things differently, to look at your world in front of you differently, to look at anything that's going on in your life, to shift it into a more positive thing, or a thing that's going to help you grow. Any kind of challenge that you're having, you can shift that and say, okay, what can I learn from this? What's possibly the reason for this lesson in my life at this time? So I think that there's always, you know, possibilities are always there to help us, to help us shift, to help us grow, to help us see things more positively, to see ourselves more positively. And I think a lot in some of the side work that I've been doing with myself in my process this year of self-love, I've been doing some EFT work, and a lot of the ways that I've been able to let go of some of those labels or stories that I've been telling myself is looking at the possibilities of the situation being different than the way I remember it, and letting go of that, oh, they didn't think I was enough. They didn't think I was good enough. They didn't care about me enough. They didn't love me enough. I wasn't good enough, or whatever it was that was at the root of that story. and saying, well, maybe something was going on with them. You know, maybe their intentions were positive. Maybe, you know, that situation really had nothing to do with me. And letting go of that negative self-talk or that's all a possibility. Those were possibilities that were given to me, and I took them, and I let go of all of that past story or labels or limiting beliefs of myself. And now I can move forward, and I'm more open to different possibilities because I've let go of that past stuff. And so I think in any situation, there are possibilities to available to us if we are willing to be aware of them and step into them.
Yeah, that's a way of looking at it in terms of every time we come to a choice juncture in our lives, we have a choice of looking at it in a positive or in a negative way. And if we want possibilities available to us, then positivity is going to guide us to make choices that will lead us forward. So judgment, when we're judgmental, when we're beating ourselves up, when we're in the land of expectations, all of that limits the possibilities that may open up to us. It's the steps that we've been talking about in terms of awareness and willingness and present moment and compassion and connecting. Those are the things that will help us to see the possibilities in a positive way. And looking forward, not back to the past, and being steeped in those labels that we've put on ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I've written with my Let's Hatch, which I don't know if our listeners know, but each Terry and I have separate coaching practices that we do. Terry's is called Coach for Change. Mine is called Let's Hatch. And on my Let's Hatch Facebook page, I do a blog entry every Friday, which is called Fearless Fox Friday. And I've done a couple of blog entries on letting go of labels, on letting go of past limiting beliefs. And so if you're interested in reading more about what I think about that, go ahead and check it out. But I think that that's a huge thing that people put on themselves is, you know, labeling themselves and limiting themselves on what they can and cannot do. And I think the biggest thing that we can do for ourselves is allow ourselves permission, which sounds so weird when you say it out loud, but it really does. We really are, some of us, I know I am, waiting for permission almost to live our lives the way we want to live them or to do things for ourselves, or to, you know, go forward on a dream that we have. It's almost like we're waiting for someone to give us permission to do that, and we can give that permission to ourselves. And I think that possibilities is a big way for you to do that. If you're allowing possibilities into your life, if you're allowing people or situations or opportunities. You know, if you're looking for them, if you're seeking after them, they are going to come forward. And it's, you know, it's just about being willing and in that place to step out of your comfort zone, take a risk, take a stretch, whatever it might be, and to take that, to step into that possibility, to step into that situation and go for it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that, you know, detaching from the how is kind of a challenge, especially if you're someone who, you know, like for me, the challenge is in, I'm a planner. I like to plan things out. I like to research things. I like to have lots of details. I like to know all the different steps to accomplish, you know, the bigger goal that I have in front of me. And I do that by planning. And detaching from how something is going to happen, that's the challenge for me, to not have to plan, because to not plan how something's going to happen, to just allow the process to unfold as it unfolds, you know, it scares me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And so detaching from how something is going to happen and to just trust myself, trust my higher power, trust, you know, my support team, trust, you know, the environment I've created around myself to support me in however it unfolds can be scary, can be a challenge, but it's in trusting yourself. It's in, you know, that the process, you know, does unfold and does move forward, and you continue to, you know, take those baby steps like forward towards those goals, towards those dreams, towards those bigger and better things that you want for your life, and not worrying so much about how you're going to get there.
Yeah, that's definitely a challenge. I'm not a detail person, but I'm probably not at the point of trusting myself so much that I don't plan. I plan probably less than I did in the past, trusting my ability to just say to do a workshop, because I've done it enough times and I have enough experience that I trust I can do the, you know, I can handle talking to the people and keeping the pace and doing the activities and trusting myself in that way, to not prepare so much, but to have an outline and trust the possibilities of maybe bringing in a new example or a new story or deviating from the order because I feel the group is more advanced and maybe spending less time on one part than another time. I see that of letting go of the how and mm-hmm. investing in the possibilities, you know, and just detaching from how it's going to happen, trusting that it will happen, and then trusting my intuition that
mm-hmm.
the possibilities are there because of the experiences that I've had and the practice that I've had and my willingness to do the work myself, that the possibilities of me bringing forth examples that will help other people to relate and to resonate with the content will be there, and those possibilities will come to fruition because of my trusting the process and not having to. Because when I first started, like when I very first started teaching or doing a workshop or facilitating, I would write down a script of almost every word that I was going to say. And
mm-hmm.
even if I didn't look at it, I just felt, if I didn't have that I could fall apart. And
mm-hmm.
and that was really being stuck in not listening to my intuition, but, you know, having to follow that script. So I don't know, that's one way I think of how I've grown in trusting
mm-hmm.
possibilities and just trusting myself and trusting the process. Knowing that the work is good and that it makes a difference in my life, that it will make a difference in other people's lives as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think another thing that comes up as a challenge with detaching from the how is control. Wanting control over the situation. And I think that that's a little less of a challenge for me. But it's still, in particular situations, it still can be a challenge. You know, wanting to be able to have control over your life in a way is something that you can have, but also in a way is something that is really not attainable. And, you know, having control over how you react to what happens in your life, definitely you have control over, but you don't necessarily have control over what happens around you when you're interacting with other people, you know, the weather, you know, the stock market or whatever it might be. These are all things that affect our lives that we don't have control over. And yet we sometimes, I know I, try to pretend that I do have control over those things. And I think that's, you know, expectations and things like that. But also just, you know, wanting, I don't know, maybe it's safety, a feeling of safety when you feel like you have control over, you know, what happens to you or your life or your choices. And to a certain extent, like I said, you do, like your reactions or how you show up in a situation are definitely things that you can control. But yeah, I think control is another thing when you're detaching from the how that can definitely come up and make it scary or a challenge.
I think that's very true. So it's really detaching from knowing what you're going to say and do at every moment and being open to possibilities. And it's detaching from the misconception that you can control what happens around you. And the knowledge or awareness that you can only control how you react.
And I think that that's why surrender comes before possibility, because I think that that's definitely a piece of surrender. And, you know, surrendering to the fact that you know, and trusting yourself that you know who you are, and you know the direction that you're going, and things are going to come, you know, in and out of your path as you're going towards that goal, or, you know, that is, you know, whatever it is that you're trying to accomplish, and that, you know, trusting and surrendering to however that process is going to go, and trusting that you are capable of still getting there, and that it may take you longer than you think. You might have more twists and turns than you think, but that you're still going to be able to accomplish what it is you're wanting to accomplish. And detaching from, you know, how it looks or how long it takes or, you know, whatever it might be that, you know, those expectations you have around it, and just allowing the opportunities, the possibilities, the journey, the process to unfold the way it's going to.
Yeah, I think surrender is definitely a prerequisite or a continuous process. I mean, I think it's not like, well, I'm aware now, I can move to being willing, now I can move to that. It's like they really are synergistic. You know, they all work together.
Mm-hmm.
And so you may be aware, and then you can be surrender, and then you can connect, and then you, I mean, it's like all of them work together to build that capacity or that willingness to see the world differently, and then to make choices based upon possibilities or based upon compassion or based upon willingness to surrender or to connect, you know, just whatever. It's like if you can see how these all work together and be accountable for that understanding of those strategies and concepts, then you're willing to take those steps out of your comfort zone and take risks. And risk, I think if you're not taking a risk, then you're not open to possibilities.
Oh, yeah.
You're still stuck in the how, you know. It's all tied together with the whole idea of stepping out of that comfort zone and knowing what you want and negotiating this journey by using these steps.
We're out of time again this week. We thank you so much for coming and listening and joining in the conversation. We love to hear from you. Please comment. Either on our Facebook page or the website, we would really love to hear from you and, you know, specify anything to any of you. If you need more information on something, you know, getting you that information, we really want to support you as our listeners and our friends. And we are really excited. Next week we're going to have Downey Fung on the call. He's another one of our Fearless Living coaching colleagues, and he's amazing and awesome. He'll be calling in from Canada, so we're excited to have him. So please join us on the call. And this week, always be fearless.
Absolutely. Good night.
Night.